Most Canadians born in the late 1970s and early 80s would know her best as Jodie, from the popular TV Ontario children's show Today's Special, but for others, Noreen Virgin is being remembered as a warm and caring friend, as well as a Barry teacher. Virgin died on January 15 at Joseph Brant Hospital in Burlington. She was 77. Described in an online obituary as a courageous, vibrant, multi-talented, beautiful, trailblazing Canadian, with an incredible smile, Virgin started her career as an educator, before moving to acting and then marrying both talents in educational television. Her most rewarding work was with TV Ontario and the series Today's Special. Her role as Jodie was by far her most cherished and important professional experience, stated the obituary. This was evidenced by the fact that right up until her final moments, admirers would excitedly express how much she inspired and guided their childhood. Noreen achieved remarkable success, captivating audiences with her versatile performances that showcased both depth and authenticity. Barrie resident Krista Richards may have been quite young at the time, but she remembers Virgin from her days as a teacher at Steele Street Public School, located not far from downtown Barrie, where Richards and her siblings attended. Noreen Virgin, well known for her role as Jodie on Today's Special, is also being remembered as a caring teacher by her former students at Steele Street Public School in Barrie. Screenshot: my mom babysat her children. But I remember Noreen being a beautiful person with an incredible singing voice, she said. Jodie Allen, now 55, attended Steele Street Public School from 1974 until 1982, and first met Virgin in the school hallway when she was in grade 1. There were not very many people of color in Barrie at the time, and I remember her being a presence. She was tall and beautiful with the most caring manner, Allen said. At recess time, I always wanted to walk around with her when she was on yard duty. One time, I was holding her hand and skipping. I accidentally stepped on her foot. I felt terrible and started to cry a little. She was so sweet to me, making me feel better. Allen said she had hoped that by the time she reached grade 3, she'd be fortunate enough to have Virgin as her teacher, but she noted the popular teacher had unfortunately moved on by then. When I had children of my own, two boys, we watched Today's Special regularly. I thought it pretty cool that someone I knew and respected from my childhood was the star of the show and her character had the same name as me, Allen said. To see her later on as a broadcaster and an anti-racism advocate was no surprise. That beautiful, caring teacher had become one of Ontario and Canada's best role models. Virgin's broadcasting career included stops at CBC in Ottawa, CFTO in Toronto and CBC Newsworld. She was the host of CBC's Saturday Report. In a January 19 Instagram post, Virgin's Today's Special co-star, Nina Keough, who played Muffy Mouse, expressed shock and sadness upon hearing the news of her former castmate's death. 7 years, 122 episodes, like a family we were. She and I talked and chuckled about the polka dot door which we both had hosted. Both our beautiful sons were almost born on the set of TS. She was talented, smart, sweet and exquisitely beautiful. She could learn dialogue in seconds. She loved knitting at our table reads and brought in baked goodies. She had a crazy laugh. She was a good mom to all of her children. The hashtag Today's Special Family has lost a precious member. R.I. Power. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Nina Keough, Keough Studio, at Kogue Studio. Virgin was also known for her on-screen roles on Polka Dot Door, The Littlest Hobo and Night Heat. Off-screen, she was known for her advocacy work as an appointee on the Hamilton Committee Against Racism and as an anti-racism workshop developer and facilitator, as well as a member of the board of directors for Phoenix Place, which provides support for women and children fleeing gender-based violence. As an insightful and dedicated journalist, she fearlessly pursued truth and sought to amplify voices that often went unheard. Her discerning commentary and commitment to journalistic integrity made her a pillar in the community, leaving an enduring impact on how stories were told, states the obituary. In addition to her accomplishments in education, acting and journalism, Noreen was a storyteller, weaving tales that resonated with audiences on a profound level, it says. Her messages primarily centered around leadership lessons rooted in her remarkable ancestry. Her brilliance reflected a keen understanding of the human experience and a passion for storytelling that transcended genres. Virgin's family says she leaves behind a legacy of creativity, courage, and compassion. If Noreen's message could be summed up in a Today's Special theme, today's special would be love. Noreen believed in making sure her words, and more importantly, her actions, showed the people in her orbit how much she loved them. She was one of a kind, endlessly talented, effortlessly funny, bringing joy to all who embraced her. Virgin is survived by her husband, Alan Smith, daughters, Yvette Virgin, Teresa, and Nicole Virgin, son, Thomas Tolliver Smith, Maureen, and grandson, Jackson. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, June 15 at 1 p.m. at Stuart Memorial Church in Hamilton.